don't blame you. We got carried away.
I don't think that we knew we needed that time, but we needed that time. I think that, you know, Jamie went off and did his solo album, which I know he needed to do in terms of getting, he's constantly making music, so just getting it out of his head. And in terms of Oliver and I, it gave us some time to just get to know ourselves off stage and, you know, just live and kind of take it all in and obviously write songs. But having that space and time was really good. We started the band when we were about 15 and started doing some tours in about 17. Album came out the day after I turned 20. And then it kind of didn't stop after that. So now at 27, it's kind of nice to just look back on it all with after a bit of stillness. Thought I had you on hold. It was quite hard at times, you know. Oliver and I have been friends since we were 3, and we've been friends with Jamie since we were 11. So we've really grown up together. And I think that at the end of touring our last album, we all just naturally needed some time apart. And you know, I think that that time apart maybe went on a little bit too long in terms of feeling far apart from each other emotionally. And I think that when you know someone so well, it's easy to assume you know how they are. And especially with social media, you can think, oh, they're fine, they're doing that. But I think it just reminded us that, like, even if you're the best of friends from like young age, like, you still need to, like, just pick up the phone and talk to each other, or just actually just meet up in person, ask how they are, because it's not always what it seems. And I think that once we started doing that, we were very much close together again. But it was tough, and I was sad at times because I didn't want our friendship to change, because the friendship is the band. Like, if we're trying to make music and we're not in a good place as friends, then it doesn't work.
And when you came back to write this record and started thinking about the third album, were you thinking of the things that had been successful about the first two, maybe what you could hold on to from that, or how you could change and move forward?
With this new album, honestly, we just worried a lot less about what people thought the XX sounded like, or what we thought the XX sounded like. And I think we just decided to just open up the doors and have a bit of fun with it. One of the first sort of things we let go of is making sure everything we put on the album was playable live. That really influenced our sound in terms of the minimalism or the space in it. We didn't ever set out to have that aesthetic. It was sort of simple because we couldn't play our instruments that well on the first album. And then on the second album, we did look at ourselves under a microscope a bit and think, gosh, what did people like about us? What makes us who we are? And that was, like, stressful. And I think with this album, I think maybe it's an age thing, maybe it's just like a time thing, but we just didn't worry so much. And just, it was influenced by working on Jamie's album with him as well, because before Jamie was part of the XX, he was making music separately to Oliver and I, and we used to work on songs with him. We're like 15, and it was a different thing. I know people say, "Oh, how is it different working with Jamie?" It's just because, you know, we just sort of let him take it where he takes it, and that's quite freeing for Oliver and I. And yeah, just having more fun with the music, because it was made to dance to. And then we realised actually we kind of wanted that for the XX as well. You said-